people live in those buildings?
Yes.
Did you know any of them, or?
I knowed some of them. They lived in some building downtown. That's the Mimosa Hall. And I forget the people's name that lived in Bullock Hall. And then there was the I get to wanting to tell you things and I can't bring it up. We had a lot of old homes here, mm-hmm. and still are here. And they've still been having them kept in excellent condition.
Uh-huh. Do you have a favorite?
Of the homes?
Yeah, or the historical buildings?
I like the Bullock. I like them all, but I like the Bullock. I like the Naylor Hall. And then I'm trying to think of the one that's house out there on Lower Rawl. There's quite a few. And there's a golden place here. But if I was going to pick one that I'd like to have, it'd been the Bullock.
Uh-huh. Are there any ghost stories associated with the historical buildings that you know of?
Not that I know of. You know, you always hear things, but I never know them. I think then that had any much faith in what they knew about or heard about.
Uh-huh. Okay. What would you say are some of the major differences between Roswell and Atlanta?
Well, you didn't have that all that crowd to contend with here. And you go to Atlanta and you're all bug-eyed, you know. When I was young, Dad and Mother carried us to Atlanta. All you were seeing was what was here, you know.
Uh-huh.
Everything was so big, stores and everything. They had so much in the stores. It was kind of bug-eyed, but I was always ready to go back home.
Did you go into Atlanta much when you were young?
Yeah. My grandparents lived there.
Uh-huh. And so would you go and do things in the city, or would you just visit the...
After I become involved with the Royal Seating Company in there, hauling and installing for them, I'd go in lots, mm-hmm. in all the other cities and towns around. But, and all the towns were doing the same way as Roswell. They were growing.
Mm-hmm. What would you say, from your own perspective, what would you say are the major changes that you've seen in Roswell?
Well, the major change is the city, I'm talking about the governing part of it, has tried to do things that would improve the city. And everybody, they may not have seen that to start with, but they've come to realize what was really taking place. And it has all turned out well, and everybody liked, I think, what became of the city of Roswell as well as Alpharetta too. Mm-hmm. Alpharetta has meant more towards larger buildings, and they have some large subdivisions around there too. But
can you think for a moment about any sort of key historical moments that you would like to talk about?